907 on 720 WGN. Thank you, Doma Teeth. Patty Vasquez Show with me, Andrea Darlis. Patty is on vacation. Talking a little Wizard World Comic Con tonight. We had the CEO of the whole shindig, John Matta, on with us a little earlier. And so happy to have on the phone line with us Hollywood star Ernie Hudson. Hey, Ernie.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, thanks for being with us. You're going to be in town in about a week or so for Wizard World Comic Con.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, last time you were here, you were in studio. Everybody, I think you had one of the longest lines I've ever seen for people taking pictures. So everybody here at WGN Radio, Stephanie, Sarah, all the girls say hi to you.
Well, thank you. It's great. I had a great time there. And, I always enjoy coming there. So, yeah, my best to everyone.
We love having you here with us. Now, of course, best known for your role in Ghostbusters and The Crow. When you go to Wizard World Comic Con, are you going for Ghostbusters or for The Crow or just as Ernie for everything that you've been in?
Well, yeah, just kind of everything I've been in, even though probably 80% of the fans are there because of Ghostbusters. But,
yeah.
You know, but it's always nice. You know, at this stage of my life, I'm just happy that people are there for any reason. I mean, it's all good. So,
how about are you just amazed at Ghostbusters has just lived on and on and on through the generations? My 7-year-old godson wanted to be a Ghostbuster for Halloween. Are you just amazed that it's just lived on through the generations, and now little kids are dressing up like you?
Yeah, no, actually, I am. It's you know, I've done a lot of films, and if you get one to sort of stick around for you know, a couple of years, that's a great thing. And this has been, I think next year is 35 years, and people love it and their kids love it. It's pretty incredible. And I'm just very, you know, honored to have been a part of it.
Well, you have another fan with us in our studio. Doma T, say hi to Ernie.
How's it going, Ernie? Big fan here, by the way. This is a legend I'm talking to. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, I can't tell you how much that means to me. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, I've always wanted to ask this, and I'm sure you get this question a lot, but when you were filming Ghostbuster, and when you first looked at that script, did you know that you had a gold mine on your hands? Did you know that it would be the cult classic that it is right now?
Well, I think I was just happy to get the job. I didn't think that far ahead. You know, but, I think when I met the guys and just the fun we had on the set, you know, meeting Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd especially, I just felt that, yeah, I know it would be special, but normally a movie will come out and it's number one in the box office, and then, you know, it's around for a few months, and then we're on to the next movie.
Right.
So the fact that it just kept going 10 years after, and 15, and 20 years, and 25, and that's really, really very, very special and different.
Ernie, working with Dan and Bill, of course, and Harold's daughter just wrote a book, too, about his life, but mentioned how much fun you guys all had on this set, behind the scenes, like brothers.
Yeah, it was, well, I think they were like brothers. I was more like the cousin, but that's okay. I was just happy being in the family, you know, so, I mean, they'd worked together for a long time, and Harold was... He was kind of the glue that held everything together, at least in my mind. And I just, I really appreciate and loved him so much. I think, you know, I give him a lot of credit for, you know, my being able to survive in this industry all these years, just sort of watching how he, you know, handled himself, you know, on the set and with people. It was very, very special.
Mm-hmm. And the way you handled yourself on the set with him, you guys had a camaraderie and a chemistry that made it seem like you guys had known each other your whole lives. How important is that? Or have you been on set with some great films where there are people on The Crow that you didn't necessarily love, but you still were able to build a rapport on camera with them? Or has that been a practice moving forward in all of your films and all of your work where you create that kind of that kinship and it shows through the screen?
Yeah, you know, I think it's, I did Fantasy Island with Ricardo Montalban, and he was the star of the show, and I had a small part in it, but he was so gracious, and he sort of, you know, reached out to me, and I thought, man, if I'm able to make a living in this industry, I want to be like that. I want to, you know, just, to be gracious and to be... you know, respectful of the other talents. And so, and Harold had that quality. you know, a lot of people I've worked with. And now I'm the older guy. I don't know how that happened, but
that's how I feel sitting next to Domati here, who's I got 20 years on him. I know.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, and so you want to set an example. And I mean, it's a great industry, and you know, sometimes people, you know, come in with the wrong approach, and it just makes it difficult for everybody. But it really should be a lot of fun.
I loved the girl Ghostbusters. You know, the most recent one with Leslie and Kate McKinnon, and I was so happy that you had a cameo in that movie too. It was so nice to see you in that movie.
I'm a fan of all theirs, and Leslie Jones, I thought she was wonderful in the movie. Leslie can be a little big sometimes, but she was wonderful in that one. She kind of, I love the character that she came up with, and I mean, all the girls are really a lot of fun. I miss some of the things that I felt we had in the first movie. I would have liked to have seen some kind of romantic relationship. Mm. I think that was a big part of our film, like the Bill Murray, Sigourney Weaver. But I loved it, and I thought it was a lot of fun.
That's a good point. You know, thinking about Leslie Jones, though, being the first African-American on Saturday Night Live, first African-American female, and thinking about your growth in the industry and how many doors you've opened, how have things changed for people of color in terms of diversity in Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Hollywood, you know, has really made an effort. I saw something the other day saying that it hadn't changed or the numbers weren't different, but I mean, maybe just me, but I'm seeing shows starring blacks that never happened before. I see a real effort to be inclusive, and I hope that continues. And right on down to the, you know, black superheroes, and it's not just with African Americans, but you know, with other groups. I think it's very important that the media reflect who we are as a nation, and it's great. I think now other parts of our society has to catch up, but I think Hollywood is, you know, making an effort. Of course, it's not what it could be or what I'd like to see it, but it certainly is a lot better than it was. I came out and started working in the 60s, and it was a different time back then. And it's you know, for those who think it hasn't changed much, oh, trust me, it's changed a lot. It's great. I mean, and Fox, TV, not the news, but TV, they're doing some wonderful things. I mean, you know, HBO and Netflix, and it's great.
No, they are. It's funny. You know, we're talking about Comic-Con, you know, Ernie Hudson being in town for Comic-Con, and WakandaCon was last weekend. Downtown here in Chicago. I don't know if you heard about that, but there was a whole festival based only on Wakanda. And, you know, to your point, I mean, thinking about we've got black superheroes, we've got diverse, we've got women leads.
Right.
We're seeing that more and more in the film industry. But thinking about women in the industry, how have you seen things change in terms of the Me Too movement and kind of what goes on behind the scenes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's been a lot of things that were inappropriate, not right, and, you know, a lot of it was lessons that we men had to learn, you know, and I'm certainly not about to point any fingers at anybody, but I think women have made it very clear that, you know, they're serious and they need to be taken seriously, and they deserve to be taken seriously. They bring so much to everything that we are. And so I think finally, I think we're getting it that this is not just a fad. That it's time for change, and it's here. So I'm excited about the possibilities, and I think we're all better when we're all included.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not marginalized, and not And I think that the Me Too movement has been a big part of that.
Absolutely. You're going to be in town August 23rd through the 26th at Wizard World Comic Con at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. It's a great venue. What is that like? Honest to God, Ernie, what's it like when you have people dressed as you in different characters? And if you're not in costume, you're kind of, you know, the lone person out. But people waiting in line to see. What's the experience like?
Yeah, you know, it's the Comic Cons and this sort of thing, I think it started probably in the early 90s. It wasn't before. And for actors like myself and a lot of people who maybe had shows, you know, 20 years ago and now they're not working, it's a chance for them to come out and meet people who not just remember their work, but really, you know, love the work. And like you said, dress up as them in character. I mean, people appreciate the movies and, you know, the comic books and the animation. It's really incredible. And it gives us a chance to leave Hollywood, where we're kind of not always appreciated, and meet the people who, you know, have seen, you know, I was in Knoxville, Tennessee, and there were a lot of people who knew every single thing I had done all the way back to the very beginning, theater, and it's always impressive and shocking to me. So it's great to be loved, and it's great to meet people who love the movie, genuinely love, you know, the work.
Well, it's amazing. So, you do amazing work. We're happy to have you back in Chicago. What's one of the first things you're going to do when you're back here?
Well, I think, I have a cousin who is like a sister to me, and I'm coming back in time to see her. She's been going through some health issues, but I want to get downtown, and I just want to, you know, hopefully have a little time in the city.
Yeah.
But, of course, once the doors open, it's, you know, it's kind of nonstop.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to sneak away and have pizza and walk along the Riverwalk, I don't think.
Recognized. I'm starting a new series the following week, but I have a few days, and I think my brother's going to come, and we will get a chance to hang out in Chicago a few days after the con, so I'm looking forward to that.
Very cool. Can you tell us about the new series?
Yeah, it's called L.A. Finest with Gabrielle Union and Jessica Alba starring in it. I play Gabrielle Union's dad. It's sort of a spinoff from the Bad Boys movie with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
Oh, wow.
The second one, Gabrielle played Martin Lawrence's sister. And so I'm their dad. Who's a bit of a jerk, but that's okay.
Too bad they don't have any beautiful people in that series. Gabrielle, that's got to be so hard for you.
Sure, I'm the dad of Gabrielle, yeah. But
you get to be surrounded by beautiful women.
It'll be fun. Yeah, it'll be fun to, and we'll start shooting right after the holiday, and it's, we did the pilot, and it's always a lot of fun. It's always fun to work and work with good people. I love both of them, and it's a good cast, and we'll do 13 episodes, and we'll see what happens.
Good. Well, we'll be watching for you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, Ernie. Come back and see us next time. We'll see you in a couple weeks, okay? In a week.
I look forward to it. Come down, if you get a chance, come to the convention and, you know, say hello.
We will be there. Thanks, Ernie.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, we'll see you.
That's awesome.
That's the great Ernie Hudson.
That's awesome. I'm going to meet Ernie dressed as Ernie.
Oh, he's the best. Okay, I'm not exaggerating. So last time he came in, you know, sometimes there'll be a celebrity in the studio and people will come, oh, take a picture. He had a line, Domati, going out the door. And I get texts all day, tell Ernie hi, tell Ernie hi.
Wow. So, and that is no small thing.
No, it's not. We see a lot of people. He's so nice and he's so down to earth. Yeah. What you see is what you get with him. So go see Ernie Hudson. Again, it's Wizard World Comic Con, August 23rd. Through the 26th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. We'll be back after this on WGN.